Now, moving on to the next one, Pakistan, Australia. Dare we predict a winner here in this game?
I think, to me, to this one, there's no way Pakistan can win this. I know Pakistan are the Pakistan of world cricket, you know. They show up and win games where you've written them off completely. But somehow I don't see this one. It's going to be versus Australia in Australia, in Adelaide.
I've done it before in
That
92.
they have done it before, but
Well, I don't think.
I don't see Australia is the better team all round. They're at home, they're going to have the crowd support. There's nothing there,
I think
so.
you're right. I don't think Pakistan has beaten Australia since 1992, in
No.
that tournament where they won the World Cup. And this team is nowhere near as good as that team. That all being said, there is a lot of pluses in this lineup. Misbah has hit a rich vein of form, and Sarfraz Ahmed has also hit a rich vein of form. The other batters all kind of contribute a bit of a score here and there, but Pakistan are not a team that can score 300.
No.
You definitely want to bat first if you win the
Yes.
toss. Yeah.
If I'm Pakistan and if I win that toss, I am batting no matter. That could be the best bowling pitch ever. Green as hell, swinging through the air, and I would be still, nah, I'm batting. Because no matter, if you're not out there for long, that doesn't matter. You're still getting the same bowling conditions and the Australian, and their bowling is
And
so much better than their batting. That's
you
going to
want to
mean
get
that they're
that chance to
swinging.
swing, and you know it'll swing under the lights, at least for the first few years. If they can get it to reverse at the death, I think they've got Australia. They've shown a remarkable weakness against swing bowling.
Yes.
Against England in the beginning of that game in Melbourne, they conceded a lot of quick wickets to Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad because the ball was swinging then. And against New Zealand, the swinging ball
Oh,
did
just
the
did
job. Even
it.
though Saldi got a walloping, he got the first wicket, and he got the other partnership wicket, which is,
And he got it once he started pitching it up more and therefore allowing the ball to swing.
yep.
Early on, we were saying that when we were there, he was bowling too short.
Yeah.
And yes, part of that was the short boundaries that he packed straight. You know, that would be playing with
You
his mind.
gotta.
I want to get too full, going to smash straight. And he was getting smashed
You're gonna
square.
get smashed anywhere in Eden
Yeah.
Park. You may as well bowl in the good areas and get them out.
But, yeah. Bowl where you're strong, basically.
I
I mean.
agree. If I were Pakistan, I would miss. If I were Misbah, I would be drilling the bowlers. Keep it long. Keep it long. Keep it straight. Keep it straight. Let them. If they want to play down the ground and play beautiful drives down the ground, fantastic. They're gonna miss one. There'll be a ball that'll swing different to how they expect.
It'll take
There'll
the
be
edge.
edges and there'll be wickets. Pakistan, be brave if you want to win. Australia, bat first, score 700, score 400.
Score
Pakistan's
700.
700. Score 300 runs, done. Pakistan are out of the
Yeah,
game.
exactly. Even score 250, and I think Pakistan are
I
out of that
agree.
game.
They've not shown any batting capability. That strength here. I think of all the teams that have made it to the quarters, Pakistan have the weakest batting lineup.
Actually, I think I agree with you, and that's perhaps one of the few games, I think only for the final, where both teams, I think, should, you know, the toss is going to be vital, and whichever one wins could actually, and they should do the same thing first, which is bat first and set the total. And whoever sets that total is going to win that game, basically.
Now, New Zealand versus West Indies. Once again, I think the West Indies are weird. They're almost the new Pakistan because they've
Yeah.
beaten Pakistan and lost terribly to India and the West Indies, and then thrashed all the other teams they
Lost to
faced.
Ireland as well.
Lost to Ireland as well. I
The
mean,
first game.
okay, Jason Holder is a good captain and he's been showing some good performances. And the lower order, basically from Pollard down, are in really good nick. They've been getting the team to 300 from positions where they, by no rights, should have even expected 250. So they're
Yeah.
in some form there. If I were New Zealand, like I said, I would bat second because I don't want to give that team a target. If they
No.
know what they're going to go for, you
Yeah.
never know. Chris Gayle could have a great day, score a century, and then the lower order will shore it up. There's enough batting power in that team. I would rather take on their bowlers later because I would rather you let's face their weaker discipline at the end. Like, I think our New Zealand are one of the few teams where the batting and the bowling are equally good slash bad, you know?
Yes. Oh, exactly. And I think they're equally good. They've both got the same frailties, if you call it frailties, which is that the top of both sides, the top, the openings of both bowling and batting have done so well that the closers and the lower, the second string, if you will, batters and bowlers haven't had a chance to really get a lot of
Don't.
open
Perry Anderson
time
has had
up.
some good bowling spells.
Oh, it's not that they haven't, but the damage has been done. Like, the problem is that Southee and Bolt and Vittori have ripped through the order, and when Anderson's coming on, he's facing middle to lower order batsmen. He's not facing in somebody who's on 100 or close to 100.
Would you change the bowling lineup at all in Wellington? If there are no injuries, would you go with the second spinner, perhaps?
No, I think I'd keep it the same, other than bringing Milne back in from Newcombe.
Assuming he's fit.
I think I'd go back to the one they've kept with.
I think the game against Bangladesh had two good things. The New Zealand bowling lineup actually got to face a batting team that had no fear. And after they saw through the swing and blocked it out, they played their shots well. That being said, there were some good comebacks by the fielding side, like Brendan McCullough. He just does not have a defensive bone in his body, and he always attacked. And that's why I think they managed to reduce them to 288, when at one point it looked like Bangladesh could have gotten 300.
Yes, that's it. Bangladesh did do very well in the last 10 overs. They scored a really good rate. Though, you say, at one point, through those 10 overs, they started to really ramp it up. Mm. And you thought, this is going to really balloon out.
Yeah. Similarly, the batting lineup had to get the job done without Kane Williamson and Brendan McCullum, which is exactly what they needed. Those two guys got out quickly. And I remember telling my dad when they got those two wickets that, look, this is what New Zealand need. If they want to show, they got to show the other batters have to show that they can do it without them. And my dad picked Ross Taylor to get a big score. I picked Martin Guptill, and as always, I'm right, and my dad was wrong. But no, other than Ross Taylor, I thought all the batters looked okay. Luke Raunchy looks a bit worryingly out of form, like he's not that comfortable on the pitch. And Ross Taylor scored one of the worst 50s I've ever seen played in ODI cricket.
Yes. Raunchy looks a little nervous, I thought. He looked a little edgy. It didn't quite have that. In the Sri Lankan and Pakistan series, he'd sort of looked very self-assured, and he'd just gone out and he batted very freely, like, doesn't matter. And this one, almost like you could see the pressure falling on him. Mm, like, people are expecting me to smash this and get it really quickly, because that's what me and Anderson do. So.
I think that said, Elliot and Corey Anderson, it is their job to close games. I think Corey Anderson will be very disappointed that he wasn't there at the end when the winning runs were hit.
Oh, but
he'd done enough to get us there, but there was still, you know, that is what a closer does. A closer finishes the game.
Yeah.
And him and George, Grant Elliott are there as closers. Daniel Vittori and Raunchy are there as backup in case the closers get out or there's still a stable hand there.
I don't really see Elliott so much as a closer, but one, not a closer per se. Anderson and Raunchy to me are the closers.
Mm.
They're the ones that Elliott is the steady the ship, then switch gear to closer person. He's got a dual role. It's very much...
Mm.
When he first gets in, it's more than likely will be just before or around the power play time.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to make sure that the runway keeps going, that we get to the power play. If he's in the power play, basically it's a closer job and it's off. But it's before the power play, it's getting to the power play, getting yourself in, getting set, ready for the power play, ready to go, and going from there. So it's sort of closer to me more is the Anderson type, which is go in, there's 10 to 15 overs left. We need this many runs. Right. I need to go in. I need to get set quickly, hit the boundaries where I can, put into the gap otherwise, and keep it going.
What worries me a bit about New Zealand's middle to lower order is, apart from, like, after Kane Williamson, apart from Daniel Vittori, who was rotating the striking, to an extent, Corey Anderson, a lot of these middle order batsmen seem to have forgotten how to steal a quick single. And those, okay, maybe not against the West Indies, but a crunch match against Sri Lanka, chasing a big score, they're all going to count.
Yes.
Or against South Africa, for that matter, if we play them, assuming we make the semis. Especially Ross Taylor, because you expect a player like him to rotate the strike, except...
The problem there, was it the Sri Lankan game when we had like 4 runouts, whatever it was, and most of them were around Taylor? There seems to be that bit of the yips got in the New Zealand middle order around running the short singles, because there was that one game where they just got it horrendously wrong and the calling was so bad. And it just, you saw it in the games after that, their calling became very loud and very definite. Yes, no, yes. There was no ambiguity. They were making sure they were very clear. And it just seems from there, it's continued on. They don't have that trust that they're making the right decision. Mm.
The top three know how to get their singles. Yeah. Your Guptills, your Kane Williamsons, and your Brendan McCullums definitely rotate the strike whenever they can.
That's the thing, is that Taylor knows that too. He's just said he's lost the confidence of him. He knows there's a single there, but then he's second guessing it.
I know. But
and the same with Elliott, and the same with Anderson. They're second guessing those.
Hopefully at Wellington, where they're technically closer to home-ish ground. I know it's not quite home ground for Ross Taylor because he's Central Districts rather than Wellington. Yeah. But that hopefully at the Cape Town things will improve and they'll gain some confidence winning innings against that West Indies bowling lineup, assuming they win. Yeah, so that's how we see it. So what are we picking? First game, Sri Lanka, South Africa. We're both agreed Sri Lanka all the way.
Yeah.
Bangladesh, India.
We have to go with India. I'd love to see Bangladesh doing it.
Pakistan, Australia. I'm going to go with Pakistan. I think there is in there, and I think the swinging ball will expose the weaknesses of Australia. So I'm going to go for an upset in that game. New Zealand, West Indies. New Zealand, absolutely. Okay.